News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran and the U.S. are sending mixed messages ahead of what's expected to be round two of peace talks. Iran's parliament speaker and Vice President J.D. Vance are expected to be at the talks. President Trump tells CNBC if talks are progressing, there's no need for a ceasefire extension.
I don't think they had a choice. They have to negotiate. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is this. Iran can get themselves on a very good footing if they make a deal. They can make themselves into a strong nation again.
The president says Iran has incredible people, but
they seem to be, you know, bloodthirsty. They're led by some very, very unfortunately tough people. And I don't mean tough in a good way.
He says they have to use common sense.
Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with. But we're ready to go. I mean, the military is raring to go.
Iran's parliament speaker says they have new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. Before the Senate Banking Committee is President Trump's pick to run the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh. The president has sparred with Fed Chair Jerome Powell over a lack of interest rate cuts. Warsh's outlook?
Interest rates could be lower, inflation could be better, and the economy could be stronger.
Would Warsh follow what the president wants on interest rates?
The president never once asked me to commit to any particular interest rate decision, period, and nor would I ever agree to do so if he had, but he never did.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military will no longer mandate the flu vaccine for American troops. He cited medical autonomy and religious freedom. A college student from China has been charged with illegally taking photos of U.S. military planes in Nebraska during a multi-state road trip. Alan Osman, the eldest member of the million-selling family act, the Osmonds, has died after decades with multiple sclerosis. He was 76. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports on the latest stop on the papal visit to Africa.
Pope Leo arrived in Equatorial Guinea, swiftly rebuking the colonization of Africa's minerals and the lust for power in a country whose repressive leader has been in office since 1979. Adoring crowds in the largely Catholic country lined the road from the airport into the capital, Malabo, cheering the first pope to visit since St. Paul II in 1982. Later, Leo sent a strong message to the political authorities on the unfair exploitation of raw materials, the dignity of labor, economic inequalities, and respect for international law during his speech to the civil society at the presidential palace. The discovery of offshore oil in the mid-1990s has transformed Equatorial Guinea's economy virtually overnight. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.